Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Cabinet met this morning at government buildings amid growing pressure over the urgent issue of housing, backlash on rent pressure zones, questions surrounding the number of houses built last year, targets for this year, and disagreements about tax breaks for private developers. They were all up for discussion, and joining me to discuss this now is Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Claire.
Now, the government, we know, has promised to deliver on housing again. The Taoiseach's intervention, though, on housing, is that causing problems for Fine Gael?
A little bit, yeah. So this can be traced back to a couple of interviews that the Taoiseach did over the last week or 10 days, one in the Irish Examiner and one on the This Week programme in RTE, where he talked about, in the first instance, the rent pressure zones. So these are the rules which are almost countrywide now, which cap rent increases on an annual basis. And they were extended, I think it was in the middle of last year, until the end of this year. So there is something that the new government has to do about rent pressure zones. The future of that policy instrument has to be decided. But he was kind of making noises about their replacement or allowing them to be kind of timed out and something else to come in behind them. And that caused a bit of uncertainty, well, actually quite a lot of uncertainty, particularly amongst renters who are seen obviously as a particularly vulnerable cohort within the housing market. The idea being that, you know, if these were stripped away and replaced with something which didn't have a kind of adequate protection, it could expose them to significantly higher rent levels than they would otherwise be facing. And that's obviously against the backdrop of a rental market where rents are already extremely high. That was followed up with a series of briefings originating in our own paper on Tuesday of last week, which suggests that in addition to a bunch of other policy interventions that were under consideration, the idea of tax breaks for property development would come back onto the pitch. Now, obviously, tax breaks for property development for builders have a fairly freighted history in Ireland because they're associated with the excesses of the Celtic Tiger period and the overdevelopment in some areas and the speculation-fueled investment that went on then. So there was a fairly predictable backlash in the Dáil last week. I think it was raised at leaders' questions and a couple of times in the course of the parliamentary week, with the opposition kind of targeting the government for, as they had it, you know, returning to the failed policies of the past. So there's some puzzlement, I think, within Fine Gael about these two interventions, one directed by the Taoiseach and one seemed to be stemming from Fianna Fáil, which have, you know, given an impression of obviously, you know, an interventionist kind of intent and an intent to shake things up, but also have exposed the government to a backlash on both counts.
It's interesting, too, that Micheál Martin seems to have his hands on the tiller here, you know, not so much the Minister for Housing putting these things on the table, it's the Taoiseach.
Yes, and I think in fairness to Micheál Martin, he's not the first person who has taken up the reins in the Taoiseach's office in the last couple of years who have sought to put their stamp on housing. We saw Simon Harris do it last year when he came in. We certainly saw Leo Varadkar do it when he was made Taoiseach again at the tail end of 2022. You might recall there was a meeting of the Housing Commission where Dara O'Brien wasn't invited, and that caused a bit of a backlash at the start of 2023. So this kind of, this shape, I suppose, of a Taoiseach coming in and looking to take ownership, political ownership, of this most kind of vexed political and policy problem, which has proved more or less, it seems, insolvable for the last couple of years, is not new. But obviously the fact that you have a new occupant of the Minister for Housing's brief in the Customs House, the fact that James Brown was thrown into not just this particularly difficult policy area, but also the immediate aftermath of Storm Éowyn, has led to some suggestions, perhaps, that Micheál Martin maybe, you know, as you say, taking the tiller and trying to work through James Brown and take political leadership and ownership of this. I think ultimately it's a little too early for us to make a final judgment on that, but certainly, you know, people will be looking for what kind of a minister for housing James Brown will be, because this portfolio has obviously, it's eaten people up in the past. Dara O'Brien kind of, you know, ducked and weaved his way through it and had a kind of political style that kept forward momentum going, but the previous occupant of that office, Owen Murphy, as we heard in his book that was released before Christmas, I mean, it effectively ate him up on a political and a personal level. Yeah. So it's a difficult brief.
So all of this then feeds into this notion which you write about today. You say the mood at cabinet today will be taught? Like, it's fairly early in the game to have a mood like that in the room, is it?
Yeah, so that was in reference to the cabinet subcommittee, which sat yesterday, and I suppose was expected to get its teeth into a whole bunch of things. Really, we have news of the extra capital allocation for housing this morning, also around things like getting the planning and development bill up and running, and also legislation on short term lets. But I thought it was interesting that given the back and forth and that degree of tension that existed around the idea of tax breaks, it was interesting that it didn't really come up at all, is my understanding, yesterday at that subcommittee meeting. There was nothing tabled on tax. There was no substantive discussion. There was certainly no decisions made. So it strikes me that both this and the RPZs, the rent pressure zones, these particularly kind of contentious and potentially controversial issues that could invite a greater political backlash for the government, they seem to, for the time being, to be kicked into touch, at least to the second half of the year. I mentioned that the RPZ legislation doesn't expire until the end of the year, and there seems to be very much a thrust for tax to be part of the budget following Pascal Donoghue's intervention. But that being said, I was talking to senior people in Fianna Fáil last night, and they were saying it's not for discussion now, no decisions today, but this will come back when the time is right for the discussion.
And one other issue that Taoiseach Simon Harris expected Jack to update the cabinet on Ukraine this morning. Is it the case that Ireland could give Ukraine 50 million euro in non-lethal military support? Is that what we're talking about?
That's the plan. So he's going to give an update to cabinet on that this morning. I believe that the actual decision for government will come at some stage next month. But the 50 million is supposedly part of this wider 250 million non-lethal military aid contribution that Ireland is making as part of the European Peace Facility, which is one of the EU level innovations, I suppose, to provide funding for Ukraine arising from the war, from Russia's invasion. But that has kind of hit the quicksand because of opposition or intransigence on behalf of Hungary. So basically, other member states are trying to figure out ways to funnel money towards Ukraine without actually using that peace facility. So that's the plan that is going to be briefed at a high level today to cabinet, and then move forward to a substantive decision on that 50 million next month.
We'll hear more from cabinet when it finishes, and we'll get reports from there, no doubt. But for now, Jack, thanks so much. Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times.